Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
1037 Southern New England Sports Original. 1037 WEEI.
Oh, Devin always coming back with the worst music. Gotta love it.
That is
painfully bad.
Can we never play that again?
You'll hear it next week. when we say, Devin, hey, don't play that song again, he'll play it very soon thereafter.
You gotta throw it in.
R.I.P.
No. They gave us that. Horrible.
Don't R.I.P.
Don't R.I.P. that. We have to suffer through it. A couple of months ago, Tucker, before you joined the show, when I was searching for the co-host,
yeah,
I threw out an offer for a new co-host. And unfortunately, he ghosted me. Didn't ever respond. I told him we could get him up to $50 an hour to do this show.
Oh, what the hell?
But instead, this jerk decides to take a job with Pat McAfee. I was trying to get Breakfast with Bill and Ben going. But no, he wasn't interested. He'd rather be with McAfee.
Yeah.
And the millions of people that listen to that show as opposed to the dozens that listen to this one.
The most popular podcaster out there, I know, and has a TV show on ESPN. You opted to go that route?
Yeah, what a jerk. But
I can't believe I didn't see this sooner, by the way, this relationship. I can't believe I didn't see this coming. I mean, doing a show with a former special teamer.
Oh, I know. It's unbelievable.
Like, how do we not have that pegged for Belichick?
Well,
it was so easy in hindsight to see this coming.
Because if there was a long snapper doing a show, Bill would be with him.
Oh, he'd do that show naked. Are you kidding me?
if Zach Taiossi was doing a show, he'd be with him.
Yeah, with a long snapper, yeah.
Absolutely. So he's going to be doing the draft coverage with McAfee pre-draft and during the draft. Yeah. I think it's on ESPN2.
So, yep. Go ahead. Sorry. I keep cutting you off.
And it's going to... I think this just made the draft so much more interesting because I hate the actual coverage on NFL Network of the draft. It's tedious.
Yeah. So what I typically do with the draft is I'll flip back and forth between ESPN and NFL Network, and I'll just see what the guys are saying, blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't have a preference. I just flip back and forth. But with this news, I will solely be watching Pat McAfee and Bill Belichick and nothing else. I promise you that. This, I am so ecstatic to see this announced. And it starts at 7:30, by the way, which for those of you who listened to the Pat McAfee announcement the other day with the Belichick interview, you heard that they're going to start at 7:30. And Belichick smartly teased that we're going to be diving into the quarterback tape at 7:30 when they start right away.
That's juicy.
I will be tuning in immediately for that. I cannot wait to see what he says specifically, obviously, in these parts about the Drake Mays and the J.J. McCarthys and everything like that.
This is going – I think it made the draft so much better. Did you watch his initial interview with McAfee the other day?
I didn't watch it. I listened to it.
Okay, whatever. It doesn't matter. So okay. You consumed it.
I consumed it.
What were your thoughts about him at – his first kind of official foray as a media member? We've seen him do stuff like the NFL 100 in the past where, you know, he's different than he is normally with the media. We've seen, you know, America's Games and other documentaries. And it's always still kind of reserved Bill Belichick. This one felt just a little bit different. It felt a little bit different. He felt a little freer. He felt like he had a little more life to him.
Yeah, because he was with a former player, has a good personality, and he was with, you know, one of the producers there, our on-air guys, was a Patriots
Boston
fan.
Boston Connor.
And, you know, with, you know, William Stephen Belichick tattooed his bicep, which I didn't know. That's
insane
amazing.
And idiotic.
I kind of like it. But yeah, I mean, so they're all going to, you know, bow at the feet of Bill Belichick, so he's going to loosen up and have a good time. And Pat McAfee knew what he was doing here.
It's a fantastic get for him.
And I thought Belichick was excellent. I thought he was very good. And I hope that this is what we're going to be seeing, seemingly, when he joins with Peyton Manning. If nothing's been announced on that front, but we've seen, I think it was Andrew Marchand of The Athletic reported that he was in talks with Omaha Productions, which is Manning's company. And if it's going to be Belichick and Manning, and Eli, I guess, you know, on Monday Night Football, I'll be watching that.
Absolutely.
I'll be watching that.
I was already hedging towards the Manning cast anyway on Monday Night Football. I was enjoying it. I was really liking it, especially when they broke things down. I thought it was fantastic. And if you add Bill Belichick to that mix, I think it makes it that much better, that much more interesting.
Well, yeah, because you're going to get a lot more in-depth analysis. And, you know, Belichick's going to call it like it is in terms of, you know, what's coming up. He's going to, you know, Tony Romo used to do that in year one until he ended up sucking. But you're going to get that with Belichick. You're going to be like, all right, we'll look for the defense to, you know, X, Y, and Z and so on and so forth. And then you're going to see it happen. And you're going to see that more often than not. If that what it ends up being with both Peyton Manning and Bill Belichick, you're going to know what play is coming or whatever and get the best possible analysis out there with Bill Belichick.
It's going to be very interesting.
And if he can be personable and charismatic, like we saw the other day, it's going to be a good product. I'm really looking forward to this coming Thursday. I really am.
In a weird way, like, I hope he comes to a realization that he really enjoys it and doesn't want to coach again, because I think that'll free him up and loosen him up, and I think he'll be that much better and won't be afraid of criticizing.
Honestly, part of me wonders if he might end up liking this whole media thing, believe it or not.
Like, I think he might.
He might, yeah, especially if everybody's like, oh, this is the greatest coach of all time, like every day whenever he's on air. And I don't think he's going to be going to any studios with that setup he had the other day. He was sitting comfortably at his house with his Lombardi trophies behind him. He mentioned his Emmy Award. If he's going to be in that setting at his own house, why would you go back to coaching if they're throwing a ton of money at him?
I wonder what the money is. I wonder what ESPN or Mac, I'm sure they're splitting the cost. I wonder what they're paying Bill for draft night coverage.
Yeah, specifically for that show. Yeah, I don't know. I would venture to guess a mil.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking he's getting $1 million
just
paycheck
a mil?
To do that.
Yeah. I don't know if it would be like $5 million. I think that's too much for one night. But
no, I think a million's about probably
right
on the money.
I think that's fair. Yeah, I think that's fair. I would offer him a mil.
And then he'll realize, man, this stuff is so much easier than coaching, and I can still make great money.
And I can still watch video nonstop, which is sounds like what he's been doing prep, you know, this whole time preparing for the draft. He keeps doing what he loves to do, is watch film and analyze film. I mean, it's a good gig. It's a good gig if I'm Belichick.
Hell yeah. Well, hell of a lot less pressure. Hell of a lot less pressure. And then maybe we can see a weird media situation where Belichick and Brady are working together. And then Kraft's going to be super pissed.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't rule it out, honestly. I really would not rule that out. It depends if Fox gets smart and, you know, they react. And unless Belichick already has a signed agreement with ESPN where it's just like, hey, we want to get you involved with Peyton Manning here. But if I'm watching Belichick and Brady together on Fox, oh, man, or in some sort of capacity, like I don't know if it's going to be during a game or not, but maybe, I don't know, could you see a path where the Sunday night game of the week with Troy Aikman and what's his face there? No, it's not Joe Buck anymore. Kyle Burkhardt.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry. Wow. Man, I was looking 4 years
ago. Is there a version of Brady Belichick there, you know, on FS1? I don't know.
Could
probably
be
not.
Interesting. You'd still need a point person.
Whatever Belichick's going to do, it's going to be with a former player.
It's fascinating how he went from, maybe this is just media circles, and I'd be interested to what you guys out there think of it. 401-777-1037. Give us a call. Join us. Let us know what you think about this. How did he go from being the villain to 4 months later he's somehow like the sympathetic figure? I mean, everyone was killing him.
Everybody watched the Dynasty.
Yeah.
The Dynasty did so much worse to Robert Kraft than it did Bill Belichick, I thought. It was so blatantly obvious what Kraft was doing.
Yeah, and everyone knew all the other stuff, essentially. Maybe a conversation here or there that we hadn't heard before, maybe the Aaron Hernandez stuff. But everything you threw at Bill, we already kind of knew were aware of to a certain extent. And it just made you look petty and bad, Bob Kraft. And it made Bill Belichick sympathetic. And the other thing that helped him was, in the last couple of weeks, you've seen this a lot. Edelman's podcast, other guys' podcasts, where they've come out and they've defended Bill. McCourty. And I'm not hearing, here's the thing I'm not hearing from any of them. None of them are defending Kraft.
That's a good point.
Now that they don't get that paycheck from him, they're not defending him.
They didn't talk about him either, though.
Yeah. But in that conversation, talking about the Dynasty, well, some of them brought up the fact that, hey, look at that name that's at the end of it. Kraft Productions.
Wait, they did bring that up?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't see that.
So when guys like Edelman and Slater are out there vociferously defending Bill Belichick against that documentary, and I'm not hearing anyone, any peep of any of them saying, well, you know, Bob Kraft's also the greatest owner of all time. Nope, they're talking about, what are we doing? He's the greatest coach of all time. Like, we may not always have loved him, but we all respected him and appreciated him, and we won.
And listen, like, some of this, as we all know, and like, yeah, some of it, some of the situations did circle around Belichick and his wrong decision or something, but he's human. To drag him through the mud like they did in the Dynasty was just, it was such a bad look for Kraft.
It was gross. It was absolutely gross. All right, let's move on from the drama nonsense. We like it to a certain extent. It gives us something interesting and fun to talk about, but ultimately it doesn't mean a whole lot. We've got the draft less than a week away. We've talked about it every weekend for months.
I haven't.
That was a collective we. I'm sure you've talked about it with your wife.
I haven't talked about it at all. I may be the wall.
Bring it up to your son. And you're like, hey, man, I hope they don't trade down.
Yeah.
And he's like, what are you talking about?
And he's just like, all right, put on Bluey, please.
Can I go back to watching NASCAR?
NASCAR, yeah. Yeah. Yep. That's the new thing in the house. Yep.
Oh, fun. Ooh.
A lot of NASCAR.
Draft is coming up. We're just a few days away. Thankfully, the NBA scheduling gods did not schedule a Celtics playoff game on the first night of the draft. So we can all sit down and enjoy watching Bill Belichick break it down and maybe throw some shade at the Patriots if they make a questionable selection. I always kind of look forward to that in a weird way. But we keep talking.
Oh, when the Patriots are on the clock?
When the Patriots are on the clock.
Yeah,
and let's say they just jump it and go, J.J. McCarthy at number three. I'm looking forward to Belichick going, what? I had a fourth round grade on. I hope he McVays them. I had a third round grade on him.
Yeah, or if he's just like,
this guy.
I mean, I think they could have used a tackle.
And he had a quarterback as a head coach. And
yeah,
I'm very curious.
I'm very curious to see when the Patriots are on the clock if his just demeanor completely changes. Like, if he's all happy-go-lucky and everything to start, and then the Patriots on the clock is
and his face just melts. Yeah. He's like, I don't want to talk about this team.
I guess they could use a quarterback.
All right, what do you want them to do when it comes? And give me a name. What do you want them to do with that third overall pick? It's either a name or it's a trade down. What do you want them to do? Not what you think they'll do. What do you want them to do?
My dream scenario now, and last weekend I was kind of pounding the drum with J.J. McCarthy and Drake May or whatever.
Yep.
But what I want them to do is what I wanted them to do from the get-go. And I should have stuck to my gut. Trade down. Trade down. If you can trade down, now I will say this. If you trade down, you better know the board. You better know the board and what player, what teams are targeting what or who. You better know because you need a quarterback. Let's not, you know, shove that to the side here.
Agreed.
If you can trade down to 6 or you can trade down to 9 or 11 and you can come away with a McCarthy or a Michael Penix and get a wideout, I'm fine with that. I wonder if their plans changed with the failure to secure Calvin Ridley. I really wonder that. I bet they did.
So now that plays into the other thing. Okay, so you gave me a scenario of trade down. Trade down to 6 with the Giants or...
So the ultimate dream scenario is to pair up Penix and Adunze.
Really?
That's my ultimate dream scenario. It's not going to happen. I think it's way too complicated to happen. But if the board falls that way, if Adunze keeps slipping for some reason... like to 8 or 9, and you're sitting there, you take a Dunze, and then you can trade back up, pick your spot, make sure like the Raiders or the Broncos aren't going to get Penix, and I don't know how you're going to find that out. Maybe you jump in front of them just to secure the spot, trade back up, and get Penix.
What if you did this? Let me throw a scenario out to you.
Okay.
And I think this is the ideal scenario, because there's a guy out there who we know is good in the NFL, who's conceivably looking for a new home right now. That's Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah.
What if you can manage to trade down a little bit? Maybe say you trade down to 6. From 3 to 6, you're trading with the Giants. You pick up a little bit more capital. You send over some of that extra capital to the 49ers. Mm-hmm. You bring Ayuk in here. Now with that 6 pick, you get Adunze, who you want. And you can somehow figure out how to trade back up to 11 or 10 or something like that and take Penix. Is that the dream scenario?
Yeah.
Is that the perfect path for this team right now to trade down, move a little bit down, grab some assets along the way, flip some of those assets for Ayuk, still come out with one of the top wide receivers in this draft?
Yeah, that's the dream scenario. If you can get multiple picks and then turn that future first into something this year – and then you can, or whatever, get multiple assets, right? And then you spin that off into landing Ayuk and then landing a stud rookie wideout too. And your quarterback, that's the dream scenario. And I'm talking like, it could end up being like a third or a second round pick for Ayuk, by the way.
I think it might be a 3 and a 6 or something like that.
Whatever it is, accumulate the assets and use one of those picks or multiple draft picks. Nothing too outrageous to get Ayuk. And then you can get your rookie wideout and Michael Penix. That's your dream scenario right there. That's it.
I would absolutely love that. If you can come out with Ayuk, a rookie wide receiver, and one of the top quarterbacks in this draft... I feel really good. And then the other thing I'd add to that is 5th round, 6th round, draft another quarterback. Why not?
No, I want multiples. I'm good with that.
You don't want that?
No. No, you don't need multiple.
I mean, unless multiples.
Unless they cut Zappy, which they should.
Okay, yeah. There's no guarantee that he's going to be on the team. Absolutely no guarantee. I mean,
but you got Brissett, and you got Brissett, and your rookie quarterback. I'm good with that. I don't need two rookies on the. I don't need that this year. You still need to improve this roster. I know we're talking about like a 5th, 6th round pick, but you know the team could use a 3rd down back or something like that, or
well, they could use
pass
tackles.
Rusher, a tackle. Yeah. Just build the roster out. Don't take two quarterbacks.
All right, fine. Jeez, don't twist my arm, Tucker.
Idiotic.
Don't gotta be mean about it. What do you want the Patriots to do when it comes to draft night? 401-777-1037. What's the ideal scenario for you, and who would you like to see them get? We'll jump into more of that next here on Tucker and Kitchen.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.